And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A 12-year-old boy is dead and another boy is in serious condition following a drive-by shooting in Aurora Friday. This happened in a neighborhood just north of the medical center of Aurora's North Campus. Aurora police say shots were fired from inside of an Acura sedan as the two boys were walking up the street. The suspects then fled the scene. Police say they've detained a person of interest in the case. Innovation and cooperation are among the reasons El Paso County is strong. That was the message from the County Commission Chairman Stan Vanderwerf at the recent State of the Region address. He says the county is excelling in many areas, from public safety to election integrity.
You can rest assured we have proper elections here. Let's work together to return to the more civil days when candidates were gracious in both victory and defeat.
Vanderwerf also says El Paso County does face challenges, especially with the fentanyl crisis. And in a county that's heavily tied to the defense industry, community leaders are working to keep Space Command in the region. And law enforcement agencies around Fort Collins are stepping up DUI patrols today for the annual Border War college football game between CSU and Wyoming. I-25 between Fort Collins and Cheyenne and Highway 287 between Fort Collins and Laramie will be patrolled. A third of fatal crashes in Colorado involve an impaired driver. This is CPR News.